Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Pure White and Deadly, How Sugar is Killing Us and What We Can Do to Stop It. John Yudkin explores the startling dangers associated with sugar consumption and its alarming prevalence in our diets. Originally published in the early 1970s and reissued for a modern audience, this groundbreaking book delves into the scientific evidence linking sugar to a variety of health issues, including obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. Yudkin, a leading nutritionist and professor at the time, presents a compelling case against sugar, challenging the food industry's narratives and calling for significant changes in public health policy. Despite facing significant backlash from industry proponents and seeing his work overshadowed by the anti-fat movement, Yudkin's insights have gained renewed interest in light of the current health crisis related to diet and nutrition. This book serves as an important precursor to today's discussions on dietary sugar and its effects on health. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, The Dangers of Dietary Sugar. John Yudkin's Pure White and Deadly brings to light the extensive dangers associated with excessive sugar consumption. This segment of the book is a deep dive into how sugar, far from being just a source of empty calories, actively contributes to a host of metabolic syndromes, including insulin resistance, obesity, hypertension, and high cholesterol levels. Yudkin meticulously reviews various scientific studies and data to argue that the intake of large amounts of sugar can lead to direct negative effects on health, fundamentally challenging the conventional wisdom of his time, which predominantly blamed fats for these conditions. This eye-opening discussion serves as a foundation for understanding the critical need to reassess the role of sugar in our diets and the potential long-term health implications of ignoring this pervasive ingredient. Secondly, the role of sugar in modern diets. In the book, Yudkin takes a historical perspective to examine how sugar evolved from a luxury to a staple in the modern diet, exacerbating public health issues. He investigates the aggressive marketing strategies and economic factors that have led to the omnipresence of sugar in almost all processed foods. This section sheds light on the socioeconomic variables that contribute to high sugar consumption among various populations, emphasizing the alarming rates of consumption in Western societies. It also explores how sugar consumption has been normalized through cultural practices and its inclusion in foods where it is not necessarily expected, making it increasingly difficult for individuals to avoid excessive intake. The discussion underscores the importance of awareness and education in combating the health crisis posed by sugar. Thirdly, industry influence and public health policy. Yudkin's analysis extends to the influence of the sugar industry on public health policies and research. This part of the book exposes how financial interests have shaped dietary guidelines and research priorities, often at the expense of public health. Yudkin uncovers the tactics employed by the sugar lobby to discredit research that depicts sugar in a negative light, highlighting the conflict of interest between corporate profits and public health. This exploration into the politics of food underscores the challenges of implementing dietary changes at a population level, discussing the need for integrity in scientific research and policymaking to effectively address the sugar crisis. Fourthly, sugar addiction and its implications. Yudkin delves into the concept of sugar addiction, examining how sugar exerts a powerful addictive effect on the brain, similar to that of certain drugs. This section discusses the mechanisms through which sugar stimulates the brain's reward system, leading to a cycle of cravings and consumption that can be difficult to break. By comparing sugar to addictive substances, Yudkin emphasizes the psychological and physiological hurdles inherent in reducing sugar intake. The implications of sugar addiction for public health are profound, as it requires approaches that address not only the physical, but also the psychological components of dietary change. Lastly, strategies for reducing sugar consumption. The final key topic in Yudkin's book focuses on practical strategies for individuals and societies to reduce sugar consumption. This includes recommendations for dietary changes, such as increasing the intake of whole foods and avoiding processed foods rich in hidden sugars. Yudkin also advocates for policy interventions, such as taxing sugary drinks, mandating clearer labeling of sugar content in foods, and regulating advertising aimed at children. Through a comprehensive approach that combines individual actions with systemic changes, Yudkin presents a hopeful path forward in combating the health issues associated with high sugar diets, emphasizing the importance of informed choice and collective action in public health. In conclusion, John Yudkin's Pure White and Deadly is a seminal work that remains highly relevant in today's discussions about diet and health. This book is a must-read for anyone concerned with nutrition, public health, or the influence of industry on dietary guidelines. Yudkin's meticulous research and clear presentation make a compelling case for the dangers of sugar, offering insightful analyses and practical solutions. By understanding the topics outlined in this book, readers can make more informed choices about their diets and advocate for policies that promote health over industry interests. It is especially beneficial for healthcare professionals, policymakers, parents, and educators who play a crucial role in shaping dietary habits and public health guidelines. In a world where sugar consumption continues to be a major health concern, Yudkin's work offers a valuable perspective on taking charge of one's health and working towards a healthier future. If you would like to support John Yudkin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.